Greetings, everyone. Let's start with the unified field by command code. 1-1. 2-1. 3-2. 5-3. 8-5. 13-8. 21-13. 34-21. 55-34. 89-55. 144-89. Initiate unified field. We would like to ask the highest level of spirit appropriate to our work today. Radiate forth from the heart chakra, filling the unified field completely with the light of your own being and the light of your own spirit. Please allow your unified fields to expand to touch the unified field of the person in the circle next to you, creating a single unified field for our work today. Greetings, I am Gaia. We are grateful for your presence, your work, and for your love. Today we are going to be working with the collective consciousness grids and with modulating galactic energy coming into the planet, as well as balancing the electromagnetic field of the planet. As many of you may be aware, the Earth's magnetic field has been weakening for the last 30 years in preparation for a magnetic pole shift, and there's a lot of instability as it's moving back and forth. With the weakening of the Earth's magnetic field, the Earth will feel more of the radiation from your sun and be more vulnerable to solar flares. And the sun has been very active lately. So we would like to assist the planet by stabilizing the electromagnetic field a little bit. The pole shift must happen. That's just part of the process of the planet. But we want to keep it as stable as possible while this is going on. So please allow your collective unified fields to expand in all directions, to float above the earth. Today we will start out from the northern hemisphere. And from the North Pole, allow the unified field that you hold together to expand and expand, so large that it is able to encompass the entire earth and beyond. Some of you may have seen images of the Earth's electromagnetic field, how it is a spindle torus, much like your own unified fields and your own electromagnetic fields, and that it extends through the outer atmosphere. So please extend your collective unified field to include the Earth and its atmosphere. Today we are calling upon the existence of the Zaor. The Zaor are beings that work with the forces of the universe, gravity, electricity, magnetism, those things. They are going to assist us here in the council to work at stabilizing the Earth's electromagnetic field. Please stand by for transmission from the Zaor Continuum. Some of you may feel tingly, light, floaty. Focus on your breathing to stay in your body, please. And one of the benefits of participating today is that your own electromagnetic fields will get quite a shining up and a balancing. and allow your minds to focus on a calming, soothing energy, the energy of serenity, the energy of peace. Energy to soothe and calm, to regulate, to modulate. Some of you participating today are especially skilled at energy modulation, and we will be leaning on you heavily. So if you feel it is too heavy, just let your essence know. It will expand your capacity with the energy of divine grace. You will also feel the energy of the copper ray, which will help conduct the lines of electromagnetic force into the proper direction. Feel your own field fill with bright copper energy, allowing your collective unified field to be the modulation of this into the electromagnetic grid of the planet and your own electromagnetic grids aligning with it, not just with itself, but with the planet itself. Allow yourselves to feel the energy of peace Elohim also coming in, calm and soothe, modulate. Some of you may notice that while you have centered yourselves in your expansion around the physical north pole of the planetary axis, you can now sense that the magnetic pole of the north is closer to Greenland at this time, and that the pole from the south is in the ocean between Australia and Indonesia. Now the copper will come through in steady pulses, allow yourself to relax into the gentle pulse of energy, expanding your unified field, the collective unified field, to hold it. As you might have already intuited, the electromagnetic pollution of your societies is adding to the instability of the overall planetary electromagnetic field. Even though this pole shift is a natural process and was not caused by it, it is being complicated by it. And so the Zayor is going to make some adjustments. As the destabilizing electromagnetic field of the planet continues to weaken, This will inevitably lead to more crustal displacement in the form of seismic and volcanic activity. So many of you who are in planetary service may feel pulled upon to do what has been called seismic work. Work on those grids of stabilization of the various plates. Those of you who feel called to do so may go to the Uraeus Temple on the Upper Astral in the Fairylands as you have established it, to continue to offer your services from there to wherever it's needed to stabilize the crustal plates. Please stand by for a greater infusion of the copper ray. You may feel an excitation in the cells of your body. Just breathe through it nice and easy and call upon the silver ray of grace to expand your capacity if you feel it is overstimulating. If it feels too overstimulating, please withdraw. You will feel your collective unified field being joined by a vast, heavy feeling energy. These are the collective elemental energies of the earth, of the earth element specifically. They are going to join your work today to aid in stabilization. You will feel another vast energy come to join, and these are the various elementals of the air. They will also lend their efforts to our work today. You will now feel joining your collective unified field and these others, the collective energy of the fire elementals of Earth. You will now feel joining your collective energy, merged energy of the water elementals of Earth. With the addition of this elemental energy, we seek to anchor the work of the Zayor more firmly into the firmament of this earth. Some of you may feel a strong resonance with one or more of these elemental beings, depending upon your spirit's specialty in the earthwork. We of the Council of the Uraeus Group have requested that they join us today, and they are happy to help. In your own forays into the Uraeus Temple, you may also call upon these collective elemental energies through the various gates if you wish to ask their help in aiding you in whatever work you're doing from the temple for the earth. These classical elements are, of course, a simplification of a vast and complicated energy, but it suits the purpose to simplify them in this way. Try to sense how these energies feel different from the devic energies of individual minerals or animals or plants, or even of the devic energy of your own body. There is a vastness and a ponderousness even to the lighter air element. For these simplified forces represent the complex web that allows life to thrive on any planet. They are literally the foundations upon which you build the physical plane. Please stand by for an intensification of the copper ray. Allow your physical forms to feel enlivened by the copper, reminding it of connections within itself and to the earth itself. Feeling it smooth all the rough edges in your energy, especially in your own electromagnetic fields. Zayor is now going to transmit light and energy into the planet. These will affect your bodies as well. A kind of awakening and a call to reconnect. A call to reconnect with the true expression of what your body was created to be, of what the physical reality was created to be. Allow you to connect to whatever your concept is of joy on earth. You will feel your collective unified field lighten as the elemental forces gently disconnect. And as the Zayor gently withdraws, let yourself remain infused with the copper ray of communion. Now allow your collective unified field to connect with the vast grid of the collective consciousness of Earth, not just the human population, but the cetaceans and all of the devas and elementals as well. Through these grids, it feels much more diffuse than that direct connection with the elementals. And with the Zayor. Please stand by for a transmission from Peace Elohim. Beautiful, iridescent peace. Shulamit Shalom, the peace that passeth all understanding. Peace that knows it of knowing oneself utterly to be one with all that is. Stand by for the transmission of the fuchsia ray of divine unity. Feel the current of unity. It's a band of energy that pulls everything together. And now the turquoise ray of beingness, of being at the one still point at the center of the universe, spark of divinity, candle within the bonfire. Part of the wholeness of all that is. Relaxing your body, relaxing your minds and hearts and souls. please stand by for a transmission from Galactic Central through the sun. Will be felt as energy coming from the core of your sun, awakening the cells of your body and their DNA, awakening dormant encodements in the DNA of every cell of your body. And through you as surrogates connecting to the other human bodies on the planet and conveying the information to them, to their cells, through the species central of the human body. For your bodies are of the earth, they are also of the stars. For your earth is part of a solar system, which is part of a galaxy, which is part of a super galaxy, which is part of a universe, and on and on. The very energy which created your sun sparks in every cell of your body. The very matter of which your bodies are constructed, which everything on earth is constructed, is the same interstellar energy that is everywhere else. Stand by for the gold ray of divine wisdom to radiate through your collective unified field into the collective consciousness grids of Earth. The knowledge that all is one, all is one, all is one. Now the shining blue light of divine clarity to strip away Maya, illusion, to see the truth of your unity. Stand by for the energy of divine harmony so that all the individual voices may be woven together into a great chorus. of incredible and surpassing beauty. Allow the very cells of your body to quicken and awaken. Sing. To sing its own song within this greater universal harmony. As always, we are grateful for your love and service. You may release the connection with the rest, or you may hang out floating in beautiful space, if you wish.
Well, I've been in practice for 30 years, and I've been doing, let's see, I mostly do EMDR and neurofeedback and some talk therapy, and sometimes I'll do like some body focus work. And I'm mostly anxiety.
Are you addressing the group? Because you're unmuted now.
Sometimes.
Hello, are you addressing the group? Hello? Anyway. Guys, I want to thank you for that work. That is really amazing. They wanted to leave it on a high note, I guess, this year, because that was intense. I didn't expect Azayor to come in and do that. That's pretty amazing. I want to tell you more about the Azayor, because they're, as planetary service work, workers in service, they're going to come up a lot. These are a group of seventh dimensional beings, and one of them channeled through a channel named, I forget his first name, but it's Lee Carroll. He was Kryon. He was one of the Zaor. So these are like sentient forces of that kind of shape the universe. So they're really good to call on when you have a lot of electromagnetic instability going on in your area. You can call on the Zaor to help balance it. Like, there's a lot of clashing radiation and it's causing trouble. The Zaor are good to call upon to help modulate that. Those of you who've been doing the quad grid know that they're part of that quad grid. You know, they settle down the electromagnetics. But, you know, they're always available. If you're in the unified field, you can call on them for help. If your own fields feel really fried, or if you're doing some work that requires you to work with some of the forces of the universe, like the electromagnetics. They can be helpful grounding lightning and lightning storms, things like that.
Does it show up in the human realm in terms of, like, conflict and stuff?
The Zaor? Or what
no.
do you, what can what show
yeah.
up?
Yeah, yeah, no. The Zaor.
No. I don't know about that. I think that they usually are working, you know, if people are using those forces, then they can, like, if their people are using, like, electromagnetic weapons and stuff, they're part of that because they're the very force that's being manipulated. So in that sense, yes. A lot of scientists have learned how to manipulate those forces to a certain extent. But what we're talking about is the very spiritual energy that imbues them rather than the outward physical manifestations alone. That's like the smallest part of what they are, you know. So if somebody is utilizing that energy inappropriately, you can always call on the Zayor to help balance it. But you got to be careful doing that because there are certain elements of destabilization that are necessary. Mm. And we don't always have all the information to know what is necessary and what isn't. We don't have the longer view or we take it too personally. And there are certain things that have to happen. Mm. So, you know, like this pole shift. I mean, it's just part of the natural part of the natural destiny of the planet to go through these periodically. You know, that's how they're made. So if the planet has an electromagnetic field, the poles are going to shift every couple of 10,000 years or so. Usually every like 10,000 to 15,000 years or so. And that's a normal part of the process. So that's why you notice they weren't trying to stop it. They were just trying to stabilize it. So, you know, you always want to be mindful. Something that may look bad to you on the surface may be a necessary process for the Earth to go along its proper path. So what you mostly want to do is open yourself to, like, Gaia and the Uraeus group and let them guide the work because they're going to have a clearer idea of what's necessary and what can be worked with. You know, our human consciousnesses aren't going to be really good at figuring that out. So we just allow ourselves to be a physical surrogate for that work to happen without trying to control too much about what's needed. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you have noticed, it's not just Chaos knows, the destroyer forces are activated on the planet right now. For the last 20 or 30 years, we've had the creator forces really dominant, and that's not to say it's uniform or that it's always this way in every pocket of the world at the same time, but they come in an ebb and flow. On Earth here, we're playing in a karma game, which is about polarity. So that means that the destroyer forces need to come in to clear away and destabilize old structures so that new creation can come in. So right now we're going through a time of clearing. Mm. And if you hold to your own center and you connect with your essence and you're intuitively tuned in, you know, your essence is going to guide you away from the worst effects of that. But it's probably better for your own psychological peace of mind to not resist the fact that it's here. I mean, it's just part of the natural cycle. You may notice in the quad grid, we call on the destroyer force angels to clear away energy. It's not like destruction is innately bad. It's part of a whole cycle. And then, you know, you have the maintainer forces so holding the balance between them, you know. I just wanted to remind you guys, I can't channel next month, so we can't do this. It's the first time since we started doing these things. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to miss you guys a lot. But you know the Uraeus Temple is there. And if you feel called to go there and work with the Zayor, to work with the Copper Ray more, I think they really pulled the Copper Ray in so you could feel it. That may be a new ray to play with. That they want you to kind of play with a bit because they were emphasizing it a lot. And the copper ray is really good for modulating energy flows, including in your own body and fields. So if you feel unbalanced, if you feel like your own electromagnetic field is off, you can call on the copper ray to kind of calm everything down. So enjoy that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful holiday, everyone. And I'll
you
see
too.
You guys in January.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
Thank you, Susanna. Take care. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Thank